broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Well, it's NBA All-Star Weekend for those who care. And sadly, I'm not one of those people. Aaron Rodgers out in New York. Shocker. Wonder who called that all those months ago. Dak Prescott. Kind of declaring it's the Cowboys' time to compete for a Super Bowl. Morning, everybody. Mike Rizzo here. Damian Perez behind the glass hitting the ones and twos. This is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. We're streaming live on that ESPN app. Hit that Listen Live tab and click on ESPN West Palm Beach. Beautiful morning, Damian Perez. I got family in town. I got my my dad, Tony.
Oh, yeah?
My dad, Tony.
Yeah, he's been in the office.
Yeah, it's been fun.
He loves it down here, huh?
My dad, Tony Rizzo. You can listen to him on ESPN Cleveland with the Really Big Show, 850 ESPN Cleveland. Him and Aaron Goldhammer. You can listen to that on the ESPN app as well. We got the whole family coming in, too. Grandma Carol's coming Sunday. Aunt Vicky's coming Sunday.
That's amazing. Is it their first time in West Palm? Or?
God, no.
No?
So Aunt Vicky and Grandma Carol came down and visited me on the side. Ohio? It's so funny how I remember months and stuff by Ohio State football games. But Ohio State was playing Purdue. I believe that was back in September. So, and they've been, my auntie has been, she's a world-class traveler. But I believe that was my grandmother's first trip to West Palm. My grandmother's 88 years old. And okay. She's still sharp as a wick. Oh, yeah, I tell you what, the sharpest Sicilian lady you'll ever meet in your life. And she's coming back down here on Sunday. We're going to have fun. I got my siblings coming in next weekend. Now, here's the problem, Damian. Brother, I'm working. I get one day off.
I was going to say.
I get one day off.
Do you have any fun plan? Anything fun? Any activities?
For those of you who are listening, I have family down here as well. And I'm recently new here, July. You can listen to Colin Russo's show and I, Russo and Rizzo, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. But I have my uncle and my cousin down here. My first cousin, Michael, and my uncle, Mark. They live in Boca. And my uncle, Mark, has a big old yacht. You know, and my brother was talking about going out. He goes, oh, we'll do that Friday morning. I go, Friday morning? Brother, I work. Some people got to work for a living. You know, and I got to work. So, and then Saturday, and we're going to get to Inter Miami in a second because I was there last night. Ton of fun. I got Inter Miami's first MLS game.
Yep, and that's an early game, too.
Yeah, 2 o'clock, which, honest to God, D, I'd rather have it be at 2 o'clock than 7:30.
Yeah, right.
You know, for guest purposes.
Right.
But, it's going to be a busy weekend. It's going to be a busy weekend. And I'm looking forward to it. It got beautiful weather here in West Palm. My mother called me. My dad and my stepmom are down here, but my mother is back in Cleveland. And my mother called me. She goes, Mikey, it snowed 3 inches last night.
Ooh.
20 degrees and it snowed 3 inches in Cleveland. My best friend is a plow. He's got a plow up there. He's does it for a ton of properties. He's got his fence company in the summer. You know, he's a do it yourself guy. And he called me complaining, when am I coming to see in West Palm? I go, brother, book the trip. Just book the trip already.
Yeah,
what are you waiting for?
We got through our blizzard, so right. It's time to come down here.
Our blizzard. Our blizzard was 58 and rain. I did complain the whole time. Do you remember?
Yes.
Said, Damien, what the hell is this? I came here on Saturday. I said, what the hell is going on?
It was blowing my mind that you were. I mean, coming from Cleveland.
I was mad. I didn't think it got lower than 75 degrees down here. Mingy, it was 58. I had to turn the heat on.
Yeah, you and Colin both saying it was cold in Florida. I'm like, get out of here.
A couple of ways we could start today. Once again, good morning. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez, Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Stream us live on that ESPN app. Listen live. The NFL, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott. Damian, you brought up Matt Stafford, too. There's rumors that Matthew Stafford might not be somewhat involved with the Rams' plan. We pulled up Spotrac. There's a potential out in Matthew Stafford's contract. Originally, it's a 3-year, 100. This was back in, 2021. 3-year, $125 million. But this year, there's a potential for $49 million dead cap. So apparently there are talks that they might move on from Matt Stafford. Is this premature? We'll get into all that coming up in the later on segments. But 888-760-3776 if you want to get involved. I got to talk Inter-Miami, though, because they had their final preseason game. And folks, if you're just haven't heard the news, ESPN 106.3 is going to be the English home for Inter-Miami. We're going to have all the games. It's going to be great. I'm going to be doing the pregame, halftime, and postgame show. And our good friend Ken LaVica is going to be doing play-by-play. Finally met Ken last night. Over down the line, rather, you know, because he was at Raymond James Stadium live doing the play-by-play. And we had great conversations. Great dude. Honest to God. Ken LaVica, standout guy, Tottenham fan.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how
fair
smart
play
he is for
to
that.
This is a miserable United fan talking, but he's a Tottenham fan. And I can't buy a soccer bet, by the way, with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. We'll explain in a little bit. But I was at Chase Stadium last night. I did the halftime report of last night's game. It was a live stream only. So if you were listening to the stream last night, you were able to listen to Ken LaVica and myself on that call for Inter Miami versus Orlando City. Now, when you think of Inter, you think of the big four. You think of Messi, you think of Alba, you think of Busquets, you think of Suarez. Obviously, the four that played at Barcelona won La Liga trophies, won Champions League trophies. These are some of the four best soccer players we've seen in the last 15 years here at Inter Miami. Javier Mascherano, a centurion for Barcelona. Centurion, folks, is someone who has over 200 appearances for a club. And Javier Mascherano had over 330 appearances for Barcelona. So certainly you got five guys who used to play with each other, and one of the guys is coaching all the guys that he used to play with. Would you make a Mascherano playing Messi 71 minutes last night? Going into the game, obviously this was the final preseason game of the year, folks. They were 5-0 heading into this preseason game. They tied last night. They decided not to do penalty kicks, but Messi, 71 minutes last night, he was supposed to play 45. What's your thought on that, Damian?
That's the one thing. I was questioning myself why 70 minutes. And I asked myself why, because once the season starts on the 18th, there's three games in a matter of 7 days. So it's just from that standpoint, why did he play 70 minutes? But, I mean, if you really saw the game, I don't think Messi was really going 100%.
Right.
Knowing that the season was right around the corner, this was the last preseason game. It was more about getting minutes, getting touches on the ball, which is important for any player, even if you're Lionel Messi. So 70 minutes was a bit more than I expected. I expected more around 45, maybe 50. But 70 minutes did surprise me. But luckily, no injuries. I mean, Mascherano, I'm assuming he knows. He's been around these players long enough to know where they are physically,
right,
mentally. So it's just trusting the process, trusting the system. I think what we've seen from Mascherano this preseason has been great. You know, three ties with the one last night, two wins, zero losses. So I think if we compare it to last year's preseason, this Inter Miami is entering the season much more prepared than what they were last year, I would say.
Game was a lot of fun, too. I mentioned it was a 2-2 draw. Folks, depending on the situation and what's going on, sometimes in these friendlies, they do penalty kicks. They decided not to do PKs last night.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe because last game of the regular, or excuse me, of the preseason. You want to know what I told Ken? I joked around with Ken after the game. I said Messi wanted to go home.
Absolutely. I mean,
I said Messi wanted to go home. He didn't want to do penalty.
It was folks, a later game. The game ended like 10:30 last night.
It's not up to Lionel Messi if they do penalty kicks. But I joked around and said Messi wanted to go home and be home in Miami. You know, what is that? A 5-hour? Well, they're flying. My goodness,
it would
they're
be
flying.
A 4-hour drive.
Yeah, it'd be about a 4.5-hour drive, but. 2-2, fun game. How about quickly, Orlando City. Martin Ojeda had an unreal chip shot goal.
Yeah, Martin Ojeda.
Utsari was dead by rights. He came out, he tried. So Martin Ojeda had kind of, he came in off the left side. There's no one around it. I could argue Inter Miami gave Orlando City all their goals last night. They weren't, and Javier Mascherano being a defender, he couldn't have been happy by the defensive effort by the team last night on a couple of them. The only reason Orlando City scored was because the defense arguably gave them all their goals, but Ojeda for Orlando City is their striker. He had a beautiful chip shot goal.
You know, that's been the problem with Inter Miami last season, and it looks like it was the problem yesterday at the last preseason game, It's just defensively, the mistakes, the innocent mistakes, the immaturity. If we can just get rid of those mistakes, those defensive lapses, I think Inter Miami has no issue winning the MLS Cup. No issue.
None.
And but it's those mistakes that really, really mess with us last year.
It's a difference in winning and losing a game.
Absolutely. Getting
scored early.
Or even
getting a draw. Not getting a result. Not getting 3 points is the difference.
In soccer, conceding an early goal is really challenging because the other team knows how to strategically play the rest of the game. They'll defensively sit back, you know, especially when you're playing a team like Inter Miami when they got Lionel Messi and Suarez. You know, if they score early, better believe that team is going to defend all game and it's going to make it impossible for Inter Miami to attack.
I hate when my team does that, by the way. I hate when you score and then you park the bus. That's what it's called. It's like you're just inviting chances. You're inviting goals. I never really understood parking the bus from a soccer standpoint. But a 2-2 draw last night. I thought the MVP for Inter Miami against Orlando FC in their final preseason match at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay. Tadio Ashende. He is a new acquisition for Inter Miami. I believe a transfer from Celta Vigo.
Yep. Yeah, he played 2 seasons in Celta Vigo.
Celta Vigo, and he looked good, man.
Oh, yeah.
He had a cross-keep goal. He could have had another goal. He was just a whisker wide of the goalpost. And then the fun part was at the end of the game. I believe when Taylor, a sub who came out for Inter Miami, Taylor had a great run in the box, had a good shot on target. The keeper for Orlando City was able to parry it. And then Fafa Pakolt was there for the rebound, as we call it, as the boys and I call it, a Ricky rebound goal. And it was a 2-2 draw that ended the game. And we just explained that they decided not to do penalty kicks. So we're excited for Inter Miami soccer here, folks. 888-760-3776. If you want to chime on in, this is Saturday Tailgate. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. We're streaming live on that ESPN app. Messi had two free, and then final thing. Messi had two free kick chances about a yard outside of the box, directly on goal too. The first one, I think Messi will even tell you he didn't give it his best effort, but the second one was very close. The second one, he had the keeper dead by rights. Keeper kind of, I don't want to say picked wrong, but he hesitated, and Messi was a whisker right on that goal. But God, everyone in that building was waiting for that ball to go in. And it's so funny to me in the 2025 era that we live in, everyone had their damn camera out. You know why? I'm not that guy. Enjoy the moment. Like, watch the game. I'm definitely not that guy at all. But it was a big deal that seen him. Damian, 42,000 people.
That's incredible.
42,000 people went and saw Lionel Messi and the Inter Miami Herons play Orlando City at Raymond. Right. That was a record so Raymond James Stadium has hosted a plethora of soccer matches. 42,000 was the record and it got hit last night.
And that's become a trend. Every time Inter Miami and Lionel Messi, they travel and play these games because they can't play it at these team stadiums because it doesn't hold enough people. So they usually play it. They did it in Kansas City at Arrowhead, broke the record at Arrowhead. Now they did it last night at Raymond James. Broke the record at Raymond James. So, I mean, it's becoming a trend. Anywhere Inter Miami and Messi go, it's like people just want to watch. They gravitate towards that, and it's always a new record. It's incredible.
Once again, Inter Miami, the new English home for Inter Miami football, is here on ESPN 106.3. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. Ken Lavica is our play-by-play man on the call, and myself, Mike Rizzo, are going to be doing pregame, halftime, and postgame all season long. Make sure you are tuned in. Now, Damian, we do have to talk about our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Download that Hard Rock Bet app today. I've been having a ton of fun on that Hard Rock Bet app. And Damian, I made my bets of the weekend. And I actually got the video reposted by our good friends Hard Rock Bet's Instagram account. I believe we have the sound up over there, D, to play. Newsflash, I already missed one bet. I already missed one bet on it, but Damian, I have a parlay that is still alive. These are my bets of the weekend with my good friends at Hard Rock Bet. It's English Premier League soccer related, and as you guys know, I'm a huge Manchester United fan. I certainly maybe might be betting with my heart here, but let's take a listen to my bets of the weekend with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet.
All right, folks, it's time to put together our Hard Rock Bet bets of the weekend, and I'm getting right back in the saddle with my English Premier League soccer, starting with today. Chelsea is plus 140 on the road. That's 20 to win 47. Enzo Maresca, the head coach, I know they're struggling over there. A lot of their strikers are hurt. No problem. We're going with Chelsea. Ow, ow! Dogs are the theme this weekend in the EPL. I got a three-team parlay, 20 to win 597. My three teams, Newcastle at City winning, Nottingham Forest at Fulham winning, and then my Manchester United, Red Devils, baby. They're going to win at Tottenham after Ruben Amorim, head gaffer, head coach over at Man United, was talking some serious smack against Ange Postecoglou and the Tottenham Hotspurs. 20 to win 594. That is our Hard Rock Bet bets of the weekend. We'll talk to you soon with the good friends at Hard Rock Bet.
Folks, we're always doing fun bets like that on Hard Rock Bet. Download that app today and get involved. Hit that Discover tab. Take a look at that Discover tab. See the popular parlays. Who knows? You might just run into the parlay that I made yesterday. Damien, how confident are you that my parlay can hit?
I think if you get past that Newcastle...
Are you worried about Newcastle?
I'm not. Well, if you look at it on paper, anytime you bet against Manchester City, you know, you're kind of worried.
I'm not.
But to your point...
Maybe that's a United fan in me talking.
The way Manchester City has played this season, I mean, they're pretty... This is the most vulnerable Manchester City has been in the past, I don't know, 3-4 years, just to give you a time frame. But... they're playing in Manchester City. So I think, like I said, if you get past that game, it's smooth sailing after that.
$20 to win $594.
That's so worth it.
Just need three wins. Yeah. And they're on the road. That's why I'm getting that value. It's all on the road. And Nottingham Forest, Damien, they've been the surprise team of the Prem. I believe where Fulham plays is Cottage K. I always get the... Cottage Grove, or regardless, they're on the road at
Craven Cottage.
Thank you, Craven Cottage. They're on the road at Fulham. Nottingham, surprisingly enough, third on the table. I did not have that on my bingo card this year.
I don't think anybody did.
I did not have that on my bingo card this year with Nottingham Forest third on the table. You want to know the one I'm the most worried about? Is United. I told you in the pre-show meeting, watch Newcastle win. Watch Forest win, and then I'm sweating out Manchester United against Tottenham. Wouldn't that be so apropos with how bad United's been? But we're trying to get the good juju. We're trying to get the good mojo with my good friends at Hard Rock. But it's so much fun. Like, listen, how much fun Damien and I are talking about this. It is so much fun. It is so much fun to get involved on Hard Rock Bet, folks. It is offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Got a gambling problem and concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Offered, as I said, by that Seminole Tribe of Florida. Got to be 21 and physically present in the state. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. That is 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Time to open up the curtain a little bit. Speaking of my good friends at Hard Rock Bet, Damien, I took the over in this Arsenal and Leicester City game.
It looked like it
was
dead.
2.5. Brother, I need a goal. Yeah. We need a goal here.
I mean, entering the second half, 0-0, I remember talking right before the show, like, this bet's done. There's no way there's going to be three goals in this game.
There have been, Damien, correct me if I'm wrong. So, folks, I believe there have been two goals in 5 minutes. And in soccer, you play 90 minutes plus extra time for stoppages and whatever. Damien, can a third goal be scored in this game?
Absolutely.
There's 88. How much extra time are we going to get, though? Like, I don't think there's been a lot of stoppages. There were stoppages in the first half. It was 4 minutes.
There will probably
in the first half.
There's 2 minutes left till the 90th. And then they'll probably add, I would say, 5 minutes is kind of on average. So I would say there's still 7 minutes. You still got a good, you got a chance. I mean, we might get another goal here on air.
I took that over. It's 2.5. It was so, and it was minus odds too, Damien. Like, I think it was a minus 115 bet. I think it was like 20 to win 39, 38 or something like that. But I thought I was dead by rights. And Arsenal all of a sudden, who scored the goals, by the way? Did you see?
Marino.
Okay, both of them.
Both of them. I mean, and this is also a player who doesn't always
score. A fullback,
score.
Right?
He's a center. He's a holding
okay,
mid.
Okay,
holding mid,
okay.
But it's nonetheless still a player that it's very, you don't ever see him scoring. And, I mean, he's got two to bring you right back to life. So I got to.
Dude, if I hit this bet, that parlay, brother, I promise you this. If I hit this bet, that parlay's hitting. That parlay, yeah, that the good juju's going to roll over all
absolutely
weekend. We got to hit this bet right now. And folks, once again, look at all the fun we're having on Hard Rock Bet. You could have the same amount of fun with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Download that app today. And then, folks, gamble responsibly. If you got a gambling problem, 1-888-ADMIT-IT, 1-888-ADMIT-IT, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in the state of Florida to wager. That's our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. How about this? Let's take a timeout. Let's reset. Let's hope I can get a goal here, one more goal for my bet coming up in the halftime. But when we return, folks, we'll flip on over to the NFL. We'll talk a little bit about the storylines with Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, maybe get in a little bit into Matt Stafford. 888-760-3776 is that number to call on in. Want to remind everybody to Inter Miami, the new English home, ESPN 106.3. Ken LaVica going to be on the call for us on ESPN. And then myself, Mike Grizzo, going to be doing pregame, halftime, and postgame. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
D. Oh my God, get in. No. Oh man. Welcome back, folks. Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. That was it. They had one more chance. They were in. Oh, my God.
I was kind of ready to see you run around the studio.
I took the over on Arsenal and Leicester City, 2.5. Game ends 2-0. Arsenal, the winner, but our bet, the loser, with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. Good morning and welcome back. Did a lot of soccer talk in that first segment. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. Behind the class, hitting the ones and twos. Inter Miami, big night at Orlando City. Last night, 42,000 people on hand at Raymond James Stadium to see Lionel Messi. We had the game on our stream last night, and ESPN 106.3 is the new English home. The new English home for Inter Miami soccer. D, I did want to get a little bit into the NFL today. There's been a lot of, you know, rumblings about where Aaron Rodgers might end up. If you didn't see, Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets are going to be parting ways. And the Jets came out with a statement.
Good for the Jets.
Yeah, and then Dame, the Jets came out with a statement saying, hey, you know, we're moving on. We're in so many words, we're done with Aaron Rodgers. We wish him the best, and we thank him for his service. Damien, your initial reactions when you saw the Jets move on from Aaron Rodgers?
I think it's great for the Jets. And I mean, I like Aaron Rodgers. I've loved what he's done in his entire career, but I don't think in the position he's in today, I don't think he was going to take that Jets franchise forward. You know, you were already hearing about players like Garrett Wilson who were unhappy in their role. They were debating on demanding a trade. You know, Sauce Gardner regressed immensely this season. So, I mean, if you compare it to when before they got Aaron Rodgers with Zach Wilson, you know, they were putting together 7-win seasons.
Yep.
So there's no excuse for what went through with Aaron Rodgers this last season. And I think this is the perfect time to just walk away from Aaron Rodgers. And I'm glad to see that they weren't pressured to bring him back with a new head coach. You know, this is his first season as head coach. He's coming off of a great year with the Detroit Lions. So I just need the Jets need to find any good mojo and good vibes. And the first step is getting Aaron Rodgers out the door.
There are a couple options where Rodgers can go. The two that come to mind are the Raiders and the Steelers. The Raiders, obviously, with Pete Carroll, veteran coach, Tom Brady in the organization. I think that Rodgers would mesh well with that situation. I think that would be a situation where he would get out of his own way. You know, the big thing with the Jets was he had too much power.
Yeah.
He had too much power with the Jets.
And you can say he was,
got all of his buddies there.
Was he bigger than the franchise? Was he bigger than the Jets franchise?
Isn't that what Rodgers is, though, sometimes? I think he indirectly, that indirectly happens a lot because he's a four-time MVP and a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Whenever a quarterback of that caliber goes to a new team, I think the story becomes about him. But let's be honest. He doesn't do the best job of getting out of the way and staying out of the spotlight. But I think the thing that nobody really wants to talk about is that Rodgers had a really good year at the end of the season. I know the team stunk. I know that they really just completely destroyed any chance they had early on in that season by starting out the way they did. But if Rodgers is put in a right situation, I think he could have some success in the NFL still. Now, this isn't going to be the Super Bowl, I think, caliber, MVP caliber quarterback in Rodgers. But we saw Jalen Hurts win a Super Bowl, right? And Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. Don't get it twisted.
But that,
good quarterback. But
that Eagles roster. Is-
that's why I said in the right situation, Rodgers can certainly be the Peyton Manning back with the Broncos when he rode the white Bronco all the way to the sunset after the Super Bowl. Right situation. Now, the Raiders aren't competing for a Super Bowl. I think we all could agree with that. The Raiders aren't going to be competing for a Super Bowl next year. The Steelers, on the other hand, our good friend Mike Tannenbaum joins our show, Russo and Rizzo, Monday through Friday, Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo. You could listen 4 to 6 right here on ESPN 106.3. The great Mike Tannenbaum, former GM of the New York Jets, former president of football operations for the Miami Dolphins. You see him on shows like Get Up. You see him on shows like First Take. Mike Tannenbaum says that the Steelers are a quarterback away. And he's a big Mike Tomlin guy. That's a whole nother rabbit hole, by the way, if Mike Tomlin's the right coach for Pittsburgh or not. But I do think Pittsburgh would probably be the best spot because Tomlin's a player's coach. He's a no-nonsense guy. I think he'd be, quote-unquote, put Rodgers in his place. And they got a great roster. They probably need a little more on the offensive line. They probably need a wide receiver. Damien, as crazy as it sounds, they need a running back. They drafted Najee Harris in the first round. He stinks. Jaylen Warren stinks. So there are a couple of things that the Pittsburgh Steelers need to add to that roster. But if he goes there, I think they're a playoff contender. The Steelers made the playoffs the last couple of years. The problem is they have not won a playoff game in 8 years. I think Aaron Rodgers would tremendously give them, you know, higher odds in winning a playoff game.
But if you're the Steelers, I mean, you know this, you're an Ohio State guy. The Steelers are looking at potentially, you know, they have the option of Justin Fields or Aaron Rodgers. Justin Fields, he's 25 years old. He has a long future ahead of him in the NFL. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he's a quarterback that if you instill confidence, and he showed it when he came in for the Steelers. He had a great season with the Steelers before Russell Wilson came back from his injury. So I think if you, a player like Justin Fields, why would you pick an Aaron Rodgers over a player like Justin Fields that just has that upside? I think he gels well with the culture in the Steelers. You mentioned the Steelers need a running game. That's a system that runs off of running game. And I just feel like Justin Fields is the perfect quarterback for that system. Why would you go with Aaron Rodgers over a Justin Fields?
I know this is going to maybe sound contradicting a little bit because Fields can throw and run, but Rodgers offers more. Rodgers is a better quarterback than Fields. Fields can't necessarily, I don't want to say he can't read a defense. I don't think that's fair to the young man. Rodgers is better than Fields.
In today's current age.
Oh, God. Fields is a free agent. Maybe the Steelers bring him back on a 1 year. Now the Steelers would still need to sign Rodgers once the Jets they came out and said they're done with him. They're going to cut him. Like there's no trade value there for Rodgers. So the Steelers are going to cut him. The Jets are going to cut him, and then the Steelers would pick up the pieces from there. But I think the Steelers are cool on Justin Fields. I think they're cool on Russell Wilson for that factor too. They know, Damien, they know what Fields and Wilson offer to the table.
And to your point, I mean, the Steelers, the narrative with Rodgers has always been the extracurricular activity, you know, everything that happens off the field.
But wouldn't Mike Tomlin be able to hone
exactly
that in?
Steelers have shown that they're the team that can control players that are prone to be like that, you know, right. A la Antonio Brown.
I was just about to say, mate.
Even George Pickens this season, you know, you can kind of tell he wanted to go out there anymore, but he just had respect for the organization. And I think Mike Tomlin he just gels well with players like that. So if there's a team, if there's a head coach in the league that can kind of control Aaron Rodgers, I think it would be the Steelers.
Antonio Brown was a 5-year first-team All-Pro wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let me say that again. Antonio Brown.
Never heard a negative comment.
With all the crazy stories you heard about Antonio Brown within the last 3-4 years, He was a 5-year first-team All-Pro, and none of us knew that, you know, he was...
There was something brewing.
A little eccentric. How about that? As a Brown fan, Antonio Brown completely ruined Sundays for me, and he was the best receiver in football. I think fringe... Let me have a hot take here. I think he's a Hall of Famer, personally, but...
He absolutely is a Hall of Famer.
I don't think he gets in because of everything.
He has the Super Bowl.
He doesn't, though.
Did he not win a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay? Or was that the season that he walked out on them?
I think he walked out. Do me a favor and look that up. I don't believe Antonio Brown has the Super Bowl. Maybe he does. Maybe that's the picture of him and Giselle. Remember when they had that picture? Now that I think about it, you're probably right on that. Regardless, Hall of Famer in my eyes, I don't know if they put him in because...
Yes, he has.
Okay. I don't know if they put him in because of the off the field issues, but Tomlin can handle guys who have character, quote unquote, character issues. Now, George Pickens still ran his mouth a little bit this year, but it didn't seem like it was detriment to the team.
That's a great receiver for Aaron Rodgers, by the way.
Yeah. They need another one, though. And it's crazy that I'm saying it because, you know, back they've drafted a lot. Well, like Deontay Johnson, back in the day, Chase Claypool, I know he fizzled out.
To your point, would Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams be a package deal for any team?
No, God, no.
Think they're splitting ways?
Partner, teams are done. Devontae Adams isn't even a tier one receiver anymore, by the way. But they're done. If someone signs Rodgers, they're all done with the whole, hey, I need my guy.
But wouldn't Devontae...
You've got to end that. That's why it failed in New York.
I think if Devontae Adams would come to the Steelers as the number two guy, knowing he will be behind George Pickens, I think that can work out great for the Steelers.
Maybe.
In the red zone, a good possession receiver like Devontae Adams.
I think if a team picks up Rodgers, I think one of the non-negotiable things they're going to do is, hey, we're running this way.
That's either you're
on board or you're not. We're not bringing in your buddies. We're not wasting money on Alan Lazard. All right? We're not moving mountains to bring in your buddy Devontae Adams to win five games. Or how many of the hell games the Jets won last year? All right. The Jets completely depleted everything they had for Aaron Rodgers. Now, I think a lot of it had to do with him getting hurt in that first year. Who knows what the Jets would have been able to do in that first year if Aaron Rodgers did not get hurt. And
to that point, I don't think we give Aaron Rodgers enough credit for coming back the way he did after an Achilles tear at the age that he's at. What is he, 37, 38?
Mm-hmm.
To come back from an Achilles tear, and I mean, he showed signs of rustiness at the beginning of the season, but you would have never thought that he's coming off an Achilles tear.
He ended the year with 3,800 passing yards and 27 passing.
So maybe to your point, the first half of the season was kind of getting his bearings, and then the second half was the real Aaron Rodgers.
By the way, that 3,800 passing yards was third in Jets history. Huh. Third in Jets history, to put things in perspective. I understand they're a quarterback-starved team. I understand that they haven't necessarily had a lot of success since Chad Pennington. Mark Sanchez.
Who has been the Jets?
Joe Namath, best Jets quarterback of all time.
Other than Joe
Broadway
Namath,
Joe.
Is there anybody though?
It's close. I'll tell you what.
It's rough.
Maybe Chad Pennington.
It's a rough list.
Maybe Chad Pennington, but hang on. I want to put some respect on the early 2000 New York Jets with Chad Pennington, Curtis Martin. God, Curtis Martin was a hell of a running back. Where are my New Yorkers? 888-760-3776. If I got any Jet fans listening, what do you want the Jets to do? We're getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. Where do you think Rodgers could end up? And what's the question you asked, Damian? Give us good Jets quarterbacks.
Other than Joe Namath.
The two I know is Broadway Joe, one of the best to ever do it, in my opinion. I say best to ever do it because of the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Because of everything he is. He made the Super... Joe Namath made the Super Bowl cool. You know, defeating the Colts that year and running out, the number one and whatever. We all know the story. And then the other one is Chad Pennington. And I think I'm pretty sure Jet fans hate Mark Sanchez.
I mean,
I'm pretty positive New York Jet fans hate Mark Sanchez, and they remember him for the butt fumble.
Yeah, I was going to say that kind of stained the Jets franchise.
And more than the AFC Championship appearances, but I think they remember Mark Sanchez for the butt fumble more than anything else. How about this, folks? Let's take a quick timeout. 888-760-3776 is that number to text on in. Where do you think Aaron Rodgers could end up? What are the New York Jets going to do? We'll touch more on that when we return. We'll get in a little bit to Dak Prescott, his comments. He had to say that the Cowboys are quote-unquote next up, you know, for a run, a Super Bowl title possibly. The Eagles in the NFC East won the Super Bowl. The Washington Commanders, who revamped their entire organization, ownership on down, to the quarterback. They went to the NFC Championship, and there were two NFC East teams in the Eagles and the Commanders who faced off for a appearance in the Super Bowl. Dak Prescott had a lot to say about that. We'll touch on that. And it's NBA All-Star Weekend. Do you care? I know Damian and I certainly don't. Saturday Tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez behind the glass hitting the ones and twos. Stay with us.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm.
Jets moving on from Aaron Rodgers. We had Inter-Miami Soccer on our stream last night. ESPN 106.3, the new home. English home for Inter-Miami Soccer. We'll get in a little bit this segment into what Dak Prescott had to say about the Eagles and the Commanders having pretty good years competing against each other in the NFC Championship game, and then obviously the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. Welcome on back, folks. Saturday Tailgate, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez behind the glass, hitting the ones and twos. We are live at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach on a beautiful Saturday morning. Dak Prescott had some interesting things to say. So Prescott nonetheless talked about, as we said, the Eagles and the Commanders having success. Let's take a listen to Dak, how he thinks the Cowboys could be that next team up in the division to have the success that the Commanders and the Eagles did.
I mean, I feel like we compete with the Eagles and beat them for the most part when we played them. I don't want to say check the record when they're the guys holding the trophy right now. So credit to them. They've earned and they deserved it by all means. But, yeah, very close, especially when you even watch the NFC game, the NFC Championship, and those two teams that we battle against.
So Prescott.
Delusion.
Can they do it, though? Do you think the Cowboys, with new head coach Brian Schottenheimer, I'm going to defend Dak a little bit. I think Dak is a top 10 quarterback.
I agree with that comment.
I think Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. I think 2 years ago, he could have arguably won the MVP. He had incredible numbers. When healthy, Prescott is good.
I mean, if we're going to be honest, what negative things can you say about Dak Prescott? You
know, the lack of playoff success, the loss to the 49ers, the loss to...
Right, but as a player,
Jordan Love and the Packers. Oh God, he's a real nice guy. He's a real nice guy.
He's been through a lot as well.
I think he's a great face for an organization. But the problem is, Damian, similar to the Yankees, you know, you see that star on the helmet. There are just maybe different and unrealistic expectations. 100%. They're the most popular team in the NFL. I know a lot of maybe teams like the Packers and hell, even the Chiefs now. Popular teams in the NFL, probably other popular teams in the NFL hate to hear that, but they are America's team.
But the difference is I think they're popular for the wrong reasons as well. And that could be because whether it's Jerry Jones just coming out and just, you know, saying something completely out of left field. You got the podcast with one of your best linemen. You know, this narrative that Dallas, I mean, last year they were a contender. Last year, they if I'm not mistaken,
last year was the year they lost to the Packers.
They had 10-plus wins last year.
Cowboy fans were crying badly after that game because, you know, it was a home game. Jordan Love, I know it was like year three or four, but he was a first-year starter. You know, he was a first-year starter in the league. And to go into Jerry World ever playoff game... And to beat the Cowboys, that's like, wow.
Beat the brakes out of them, too. It wasn't even close.
You cannot have that happen. But there's just, the Cowboys have had everything but the playoff success. And to a Cowboy fan, playoff success is everything. So the everything that I described, they don't even care about. They don't care about them winning the NFC East. They don't care about them winning 12 games year in and year out. The expectations are different there in Dallas.
Let me pose a crazy hypothetical, and I think we're both in agreement with this. If Dak went over to the Eagles, if in a world where Dak was the Eagles quarterback, I think they would have the same success. But what if Jalen Hurts was the Dallas Cowboys quarterback?
It's interesting. It's definitely interesting because I think Hurts proved in a sense that he could make a team better. Like I know that the conversations with Jalen Hurts was everything's perfect around him. He's got great weapons. He's got a great offensive line. That's the reason he's good. I don't know. After watching that Super Bowl, Damian, I thought he played really well.
That throw to Devontae Smith was special.
Other than the back heel pressure in his face interception he threw to Cook in that Chief defense, by the way, that interception happened on the 2-yard line, and Mahomes, I believe, threw a pick six to Cooper DeJean. They didn't do anything with the ball after that. It was basically a punt, is what I'm trying to say. I know it was an interception. I know it was a turnover.
Chiefs didn't score points.
But it was
off
basically
that play.
A punt. No. And I think that Jalen Hurts kind of has proved to people that he's not just the game manager, the guy who's not going to make mistakes. I think he is a person and a quarterback who could elevate his game. So I think it's an unfair comparison, but noted because Dak, I think, has more throwing ability than Jalen Hurts.
I agree with that.
I think Jalen Hurts does more as a runner. I think maybe decision-making and Dak, it's like weird. Dak like picks and chooses what years he wants to turn the ball over and throw into triple coverage. But for the most part, Dak takes care of the football as well. But I'd probably take Dak Prescott and his passing abilities over Jalen Hurts. But as far as a gamer and a winner,
the intangibles.
I think that goes to Hurts, man.
And he's shown that time and time again. I mean, this was the second time in the Super Bowl and the second time that he outplayed Patrick Mahomes, because in the first Super Bowl, they didn't win, but many would say that Jalen Hurts had a better game than what Patrick Mahomes did. So, I mean, to your point, skill-wise, arm talent, maybe Dak Prescott gets the edge, but everything else, intangibles, you know, locker room guy. I mean, I'm not saying Dak Prescott isn't. I think he's got great character, and he's showed it time and time again. But Jalen Hurts has just proved that he can just answer the critics in a different way.
Yeah, and I think Saquon Barkley helped tremendously this year. Barkley, probably the free agent acquisition, the best free agent acquisition, in the last decade?
Has to be. I mean, it produced the Super Bowl in the first season.
And the Cowboys need a running back. You know, with all due respect to Rico Dwaddle, you know, what are
he's,
we doing?
He's serviceable, but
come
he's
on,
not game-changer.
They need a running back. They need an offensive line, too. They got to... I believe Zach Martin is a free agent as well. They got to figure out if they're going to bring him back. But
the Cowboys need a lot of things because they have CeeDee Lamb, but they don't really have a clear number two.
They have a ton of defense. They have a ton of defense, and I really like Micah Parsons. And to your point, Tannenbaum, Mike Tannenbaum, friend of show, former GM, joins Russo and Rizzo. You can listen 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo. But Tannenbaum said that Dak's best year was when he was throwing to CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper. And that was back when Cooper was still an elite of an elite number two option. And Cooper obviously was a one for years, but in his older age, you know, he's still serviceable. So there were a couple of landing spots, I think, for Cooper Kupp and stuff. A lot of people were saying that maybe it could be the Cowboys. They probably need to go out and get a second receiver, a number two receiver. A running back, and then there were rumblings that they should go after Myles Garrett. Oh. Give up 2 first-rounders for Myles Garrett.
Imagine having Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett on the line.
It'd be the perfect trading spot for Cleveland. It's painful for me to say that Garrett's not going to be on the Browns. It'd be a perfect trading spot for Cleveland because he's not in the AFC. He's in the NFC. The Browns aren't going to a Super Bowl next year. You're probably not even going to see him for 3-4 years until the Cowboys end up on the schedule.
And at the end of the day, it makes sense with Jerry Jones' timeline, you know? Yeah. Being the age of Jerry Jones, why not make a splash, go all in. You have a quarterback, you have an alpha receiver. You know, you just need, you're a few pieces away from becoming that team that you were 2 years ago and potentially being a contender for the Super Bowl.
To get Garrett, the Browns would have to, the Cowboys would have to trade 2 first-round picks to the Browns.
Do it.
Regardless.
Ooh, why not?
Probably a couple of second-rounders as well.
What is your reason not to?
This is the best defensive player, arguably, in the league. But Micah Parsons and Myles Garrett? Have we seen a edge rush tandem like that in the history of the NFL? I tend to say no.
But now contracts do get in the way of things because Micah Parsons has not gotten his fresh contract. If you're going to bring in Myles Garrett, you know you're going to have to renew him, give him a new contract. So, that's very intricate, but it'd be interesting to see how they can work it out. Or if there's a way to work it out.
I understand the NFL is a violent game. I understand that the players are worried about making their money during their prime. Like, I get the player perspective, all right? I promise I do. But what is up with guys wanting new contracts 3 years, 2 years into contracts? It's crazy to me. Don't you want to win? Don't you want to win? Like, I know that maybe it's a difference, like, between $30, $40 million. Like, maybe if you sign that early deal, you get $20 million more or something. But prove on the field that you deserve the contract.
And to that point.
And then when the 2 years is up, have it be the same number. Like, I'm not an agent. I'm not, as Colin and Russo and I discuss on Russo and Rizzo, I'm not a numbers guy. I'm kind of blind to this stuff sometimes, but like, don't you want to win? Like, Garrett's under contract and he wants out of the Browns because the guy wants to win. I don't blame him. The Browns are the worst run organization in sports. They have the worst owners in sports and the worst front office in sports.
And to your point,
wouldn't you want to get out of that?
Micah Parsons has came out and said it in his podcast that he's just interested in winning, you know? So if you're going to come out and he recently said this post-Super Bowl, you know, he compared it to how the Eagles went out and got Saquon Barkley, and that's kind of what did it for them. So if you're going to go out on your podcast and talk like that, you figure you'd walk the walk as well.
Like even guys like Ja'Marr Chase, this is the last year of that rookie deal, but like the past year, he was whining for a new contract. Ja'Marr, you're like 23, 24. You're going to get paid, brother. Don't worry about it. Do you want to win?
And in his case, I mean, the Bengals, their offense is stacked. If you kind of take that pay cut, bring back T. Higgins, focus on drafting defensive players, mm-hmm. I mean, the Bengals are right back in it.
Folks, download that Hard Rock Bet app today. I'll tell you what, I got a lot of action on soccer today. I got a lot of action on some football, some English Premier League soccer. Go look at the parlay that I made. You could find that video on our X account, Instagram, and YouTube. My good friends at Hard Rock Bet, download the app. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and physically present in the state of Florida to wager. Gambling problem and concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. That is 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Admit it. Download the Hard Rock Bet app today. For Damian Perez, I'm Mike Rizzo. This has been Saturday Tailgate. Appreciate everyone listening on in. Sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of them stays with you forever. Remember that in this life. We'll catch you next weekend. Bye.